This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
When Threshold Housing Society was given a small apartment building to help house homeless youth in Victoria, British Columbia, they turned to renovations phenom Paul Latour and his groundbreaking Hero Work initiative for help. The building could house up to 8 youth, but it needed to be brought up to code, furnished, and made user-ready. Hero Work organized a team of volunteers who are transforming Threshold's apartments over the course of 3 weekends. Hundreds of businesses, contractors, and volunteers are involved in what ultimately serves as a profound example of community building and person-to-person caring. Hero Work founder Paul Latour calls these interventions radical community renovations. They're a contemporary version of the almost forgotten but equally transforming barn raising of the past.
I spoke with Paul Latour earlier this week. Here's that interview. Paul, how did all of this start? What inspired you?
One day, about 5 years ago, I had a friend that was in need. She was a lady with MS. She had had MS for over 20 years. And her backyard was in total shambles. Because of her condition, she had lack of mobility, lack of gainful employment, but she was a master gardener her whole life. And the fact that her backyard was a mass of matted grass and weeds sort of brought down her spirit and her health. And she was always asking people, you know, can you help me weed this? Can you help me do that? And I would go over and I would spend 4 hours on a Saturday afternoon and I'd be sweating. I'd be hot. I'd have blisters in my hands. And I'd look back and I would notice that I didn't, you know, couldn't really tell the difference that I had made. And on this particular day, 5 years ago, I thought to myself, well, what happens if I could get 20 friends together and have a pizza party? And so I thought, you know, what happens if I did maybe a mini extreme makeover for her? And so I went to my office. I made a plan. It was a pretty good plan. And I started to enact this plan. And 5 days later, we were a team of 6 people. And 7 weeks later, we had 27 businesses, 75 volunteers, 10 rotating musical acts, 5 professional film crews, and with a budget of $380, did a $25,000 renovation in a single day. And it was at that point that I'm like, oh my God, look, this is magic here. Everyone said yes to me, and people kept coming up to me afterwards and thanking me for giving them the opportunity to make a difference. And that was the moment in which, you know, something shifted inside, and I had to continue following this and walking this path, which has been a very long, hard, and complex path. But we're on the cusp with the end of this project for the Threshold Housing Society of accomplishing and completing over $1 million worth of community renewal and refreshment of infrastructure. And that's without any funding whatsoever. So it's pretty amazing and quite the journey, that's for sure.
Sketch out, if you will, the way that Hero Work functions now.
Well, it is an evolving organization. The first 3 events were really me trying to figure out, well, how does this work? How do I put it together? What are the systems? What are the different types of teams that I need? What are their roles? How do I create win-win situations for sponsors? How do I tell the story? There was a lot of learning and marketing, from websites to video production to, you know, how you do all the different elements of a renovation. So for those first 3 events, which is almost $700,000 worth of value, you know, it was a lot of figuring it out. And once I kind of figured it out, then I did all of that on the side of my desk. I did it part-time, in my own time, on my own dime. But now, just this summer, we created the official Hero Work Program Society, a national nonprofit that we look to move branch out in the years ahead. So it's a young organization with a huge amount of potential, an amazing business plan, and a concept that I believe will make a huge difference to many organizations and many causes across the country when we're done.
You've completed 3 events, or I might say the third is still in progress?
No, well, we've completed 3 events. So our last event was a $500,000 renovation for the mustard seed done in 9 days. But we had a congruent event, which was a $50,000 convoy of awesome, which is a food and fundraising campaign. If you include that, that would be 4, but I don't really include that. So we've done three massive renovations. The first one was a $25,000 renovation for a lady with MS. The second one, we saved an emergency, refugee emergency housing program that owned a small duplex here in Victoria in the Fernwood neighborhood. And then there was the mustard seed, and now it's for the Threshold Housing Society.
Do the organizations that approach you have to have a little bit of money to contribute to this?
Well, that's the new business plan or that I developed, because with Hero Work, we have a really big vision. And so for the first three events, we had to do everything with nothing, essentially. But in order to create scale, so if I want to go from one event here and then another event in Nanaimo and do them here and do, you know, go from one event to five events, 25 events to 100 events, we've got to create chapters around the thing. And so the biggest challenge around putting on multiple events in different cities is really one of supply, right? So the I can get services and it can inspire local people to get on board, but suppliers are generally larger companies that are national companies. These are the manufacturers that are developed or that are producing the electrical supply, the plumbing supply, the lumber, all the hardware, all of these kinds of hard goods. And if I want to scale a program such as this, because our end vision is 100 of these going on in 100 towns across the country. So if I want to scale it like that, I need to find a way to create supply that doesn't diminish these companies, because if I keep going back to the same people again and again, they're not going to be able to do that. So when in the future, as we move forward, when a nonprofit approaches me or applies to be part of our program, they need to supply some seed money to it, and this seed money is essentially used for me to be able to have already gone to these manufacturers and say, well, you give me your goods at cost, what it costs you to produce them, which is much below retail, and then we'll give you great marketing value for that, and then we can come in and renew community infrastructure for a hugely diminished cost. So seed money is somewhere around 20% of the value of the renovation. In this particular renovation, it's more like 11% of the value of the renovation that the Threshold Housing Society has given us in order to empower us to put all these things together.
What do you hear from participants who have been a part of a radical renovation?
Oh, you know, so many people just say that was the most amazing experience I've ever had. That was the most fun I ever had volunteering before. Without exception, almost every single company wants to get involved again. The volunteers want to get involved again because we create, you know, this amazing event that makes a huge difference in a really short period of time. Every event that I do has four key factors in it. We want a really high change factor, right? We want to be able to create this big and radical change. So we have an impact that's lasting over time and that ripples out into the community. I want a high coolness factor. So everything I do has got, you know, we want to have some coolness. Like, wow, that's amazing. That was really nifty. I'd never done that before. I've never participated in something like that before. It becomes a memorable experience for them. And then we want a high cohesion factor where everything is organized in a way that makes people feel like at ease and things are moving smoothly, which is why everybody's wearing Hero Work t-shirts and why we spend so much time and effort planning out all of the details of this event. And then we want a high connection factor. So everything that I'm looking to do is about connecting people together, about binding us together as a tribe, a neighborhood, and a community so that we can, you know, work together and come with common purpose and common vision. And I think that is really some of the tenets that Hero Work is based on, because, you know, that's what will really transform our communities is when we're connecting together and working together in unison and common vision.
How has your life changed since you've been involved in this?
I work a lot harder now than I ever have in my life. I mean, you know, I work very hard, very long hours, but yeah, you know, I'm constantly learning. I'm feeling more empowered than I ever have, more impassioned and passionate and connected to people, and you know, it's just a blessing to be able to do what it is that I do. It's not something I ever expected to be doing in my life. I just had this one little idea that I wanted to help a friend, and it kind of kept going, and then it kept going, and I started to walk this path, and this path has led me to this place. And I look into the future, and I go, wow, there's a great vista down there. And whether we get there, I don't know whether we get there, but I'm going to take all of my personal power and passion and see if we can inspire people and communities to continue to move this concept forward. Because, you know, our community infrastructure is diminished. If you look at community centers and food banks and shelters and women transitional centers and all of these places within our community, the infrastructure is diminished. For example, in BC, the average age of a community center is 65 years old, right? In the nonprofit sector, in my research, they don't even have an inventory about all of the things that need to be repaired. But the part of the nonprofit infrastructure that does have an inventory is the recreational sector, which is the better funded sector. But in BC alone, they have a $4 billion backlog of deferred work and maintenance. Because in this sector, in the nonprofit or the recreational sector, you know, their need is rising and the resources are lowering. And what's the first thing to go? Well, it's the repair, it's the paint job, it's the desk, it's the all of these things. And over time, they gather and gather and gather until you kind of get into a hole where your location is not inviting, it's below code, in some cases it's very unsafe. And if we can renew this infrastructure, if we can renew these buildings and these places so that it feels inviting, so that it's safe, so that the workflow is better, people feel better about themselves, and the longevity and productivity of these companies is greatly enhanced. And so that's really some of the hard goods that Hero Worker is looking to accomplish.
Paul Latour, thank you very much for taking the time to join us.
Paul Latour is the founder and director of the Hero Work Society. Hero Work aims to become the preeminent program for nonprofits to renovate their existing community infrastructure and to do it at a fraction of the normal cost and time. You can find them online at herowork.com.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.